好啦，咁我哋继续翻嚟讲翻今晚我哋嘅讨论嘅题目啦，就系一百万零一夜呢出电影嘅启示啊。咁其实咧喺最近啦，大概都好似系十二月咁嘅时候啦，咁我就去咗哈尔滨，咁去睇个冰雕啦，咁去咗长春啊，咁喺嗰度咧，我就有机会咧系睇到咧，第一我发现咧，原来中国大陆咧，嗰啲物价一般嘅餐厅啊，睇电影啊，就食一啲哈根达斯，嗰啲价钱比香港贵嘅，
入口
吓，咁就跨唔到贵成70% 咁多吓，
打重税嗰啲。
咁所以我觉得咧，我当时我睇到呢个嘅即系个现象啦，我觉得香港冇问题啦。咁因为咧，始终咧，即系不断有即系中国嘅游客咧会嚟香港买嘢。
下次都有排。
好啦，咁我咁有一次咧，我就喺海边嗰度咧就即系参观有一个地方咧。咁有個人咧就為咗保護嗰啲雀鳥嗰啲候鳥咧，咁就堅持咧就係即係賣咗佢自己啲屋啊，咁喺嗰度島咧係嚟到守護呢啲咁樣嘅雀鳥嘅。咁所以我哋喺嗰度，咁亦都咧喺當時咧我就遇到啲當地嘅人啦，咁嗰啲老人家退咗休嘅，咁我同佢傾起嚟啦，咁想即係了解一下即係而家中國佢哋個生活一般嘅情況點啦，咁我問佢啦，你哋一般嘅即係一般而家嘅生活咧，一個月咧係大概要幾多錢到啦？咁佢話咧就係200-300蚊人民幣一個月都 OK 嘅，即係都覺得幾好噶啦咁。咁佢話咧，原來咧喺而家中國咧，佢哋即係譬如哈爾濱好凍噶嘛，係咪？咁如果到冬天嗰陣時候咧，咁政府咧就會津貼佢哋嗰個即係嗰、那個電費又好，即係總之佢哋唔會凍親嘅，即係呢啲情況，即係佢唔會讓你中國人咧，因為冇暖爐啊，冇暖氣啊，咁冬天係凍死啊，咁個政府咧會俾錢佢嘅。咁即係你可以睇到咧，喺而家嘅中國咧，我感覺上咧，其實真係真真正正赤貧呢個問題咧，其實已經係唔多見嘅啦，即係大致上咧係差唔多咧都處理咗嘅啦。咁但係點解即係嗱，中國嘅人口而家13亿啦，咁印度嘅人口咧其實亦都係可能都
九億喎，係咪？係
啦，
八九億
嘅啦。咁即係大家都有一個人口嗰個問題嘅。咁咁其實某個程度上咧，中國都曾經都好即係好貧窮嘅。咁中國嘅最近嘅武器咧，都係講緊係最近啲十幾二十年嘅事啦，即係十零年嘅事啦。咁即係我就想即係了解一下，即係點解中國咧可以即係咁快可以脫貧
喺呢度。
咁而嗰個印度咧，咁印度啲人唔係冇腦㗎，係
啊，又唔係蠢，
唔係冇腦㗎，因為咧印度嘅大學嗰、那個係好多嘅，即係一般嘅教育都幾普及嘅。咁同埋咧，原來喺美國咧。原來以一個人種嚟講咧，收入最高咧係印度人，唔係白種人，唔係猶太人，唔係中國人，唔係韓國人。以一個即係民族嚟講咧，印度人咧係美國咧係最有錢嘅。咁原因好簡單，因為去親美國嗰啲全部啲咩咧係醫生啊，好多醫生嘅，即係醫護人員啊，全部都係嗰啲係啦，即係可以話技術人員嚟嘅。咁所以你睇到咧。喺即係喺印度咧，喺美國嚟講咧，印度人嗰個收入咧，係以一個人即係一個種族嚟講咧，係最高嘅，竟然係最高嘅咁樣。咁所以我哋都好想了解一下咧，即係點解咧個分別會係咁樣嘅。咁so you know basically what my recent experience in China, I went to the ice sculpture show, you know, the sculpture show in this past winter. And I chance to talk to some of the local people about, you know, their basic livelihood there.
Yes.
And then I was told, you know, it only costs about 200-300 renminbi a month to live there. And government actually subsidized the heating bill. So to make sure nobody really die from the winter cold.
Right.
So I get the feeling that in China, the abject poverty problem more or less has been taken care of, you know, and yet we know, you know, the two countries, India and China, both have a huge population, and although, you know, in China, you know, it's because of the government policy of one child family, it's more or less, you know, being controlled.
Mm.
At least in a way much better than India.
Mm.
I understand that Indira Gandhi used to enforce sterilization on men by
right.
force. And of course, you know, it wasn't a popular policy.
Mm.
But then, you know, the population in India is really, you know, growing at a much faster rate.
Yes.
Both countries still suffer from corruption, you know. I mean, it's still quite prevalent in both countries. Is there any way we can explain why, you know, why China tend to come out of this poverty problem faster than in India, much faster in India? Aaron was saying that
yes.
maybe because the caste system, you know, that kept people there, or have you any thought?
Well,
know?
I do have some thoughts. I must say I'm not an expert on
mm-hmm.
this answer, you know, why. But
yeah.
my sort of ideas, firstly, on the China has the ability to be organized somehow.
Mm.
You know, it does have this communist structure.
Right.
And it does have an iron hand if it needs to. So it can mobilize people, it can set up, you know, do the, what's the gorges, the three gorges,
yeah,
and produce
the
hydrogen,
huge, yeah.
you know, equivalent to 10
the
nuclear
mega,
power
yeah,
stations.
The mega structure they build,
that's
yeah.
right. They can do this, you
mm.
see. They have this capability to do things on massive scales, and I'm sure it's not just in engineering.
Mm.
It's probably all across the board they have some sort of structure and system and order.
Mm.
When you go to India, I know you've been there, the first thing is chaos.
Yes, I was in Calcutta for 1 month studying homeopathy.
Right, yeah, and it's chaos everywhere, every street is chaos happening. It must be some sort of, you know, people know what they're doing, but it's very disorganized. So you have a very disorganized group. It's democratic, which I sort of tend to think a billion people in a democracy is a tough call. You don't
mm-hmm.
have that iron fist to make mobilize things.
Mm-hmm.
Politically, they've got many parties, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah.
You know, it's not this cohesive unit.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have many other things, like we were talking earlier about karma. They have this
yeah.
belief in karma, which is sort of... maybe you did something in a past life and now this life you're sort of being punished for it, or this life you're being blessed, you know, you might have a good life. So they have this idea that could be a reality of reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think China really has that idea. So you've got a whole populace that really believes in reincarnation
mm-hmm.
and that maybe this is their lot in life and maybe be more willing to accept it.
Mm.
You also have, you know, quite extreme things in India visually. You might see a holy man who's wearing almost nothing with bits of paint on him
yeah.
and his whole life, and he's revered, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And most countries, they wouldn't revere someone looking so poor and thin. But it's just a whole different world. And then you did mention they have the, you know, conflicting religions,
yeah.
the Muslims and the Hindus.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lack of education.
Mm-hmm.
I did go to someone's house through one of the kids, and it was so poor. It was the size of, you know, 4 meters by 4 meters or 5 meters. That was the house.
Mm.
It was one big bed for the parents and the three kids. And there was raw sewage in gutters outside. There were a lot of little houses. It was sort of out of Calcutta a little bit. And it had an adjoining wall to the next house. And there was a little paved court area out the front. Not pretty, just concrete.
Mm.
And then the next house was a Muslim family that had 8 children.
Mm.
I think they were all under 10 or very young.
Mm.
All living in one room.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not going to school. And so you have a lot of the culture or people there having a lot of children. They can't feed them. They can't educate them. It's hard to get out of a cycle of a country when you've got maybe a lot of people in this sort of predicament, and they're not well educated either to know how to get out of that. I mean, I was thinking earlier of America.
Yeah.
America has sort of had a caste system, although they wouldn't call it that. But they've had, you know, the white men have been on top, and then maybe the white women, and then the black men, and the black women are probably way down there. And it's changing.
Right.
But You know, even Oprah, she came from a very poor black background with no hope. But she believed education was very important. And by getting very well educated, she could lift herself out of poverty, which she did.
Yeah, she did.
She did. And it is possible in that country, if you're well educated, to and then become someone successful, they do admire success. So even though she's a black woman, that's not in the way of, well, you're successful, so we admire you. But maybe in India, I mean, the education might get you through, but whether there's still a caste thing on you, I'm not too clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because when I was in Calcutta, you know, I think it's probably the worst cities in India in terms of the population, you know, pollution level. I remember that if you were, even during the daytime, the pollution was so bad, you can't really see very far across the street, you know, maybe a one or two block, and then it will be kind of a hazy, kind of yellowish, you know, all day long. So imagine even during in the middle of the day, it was still kind of like a hazy all the time. At nighttime, there's not much of a street light, and the car, for some reason, they don't bother to turn on their headlight when they drive. Only when they see, you know, there are people, then they want to warn you of their coming, and they will kind of turn on a little bit. I don't know why. You know, maybe they think it's a way to save the battery or save the the life, you know, of the light bulb. So to me, it was just like, wow, you know, like hell, you know. I mean, if we were stuck there, car, and then everything is done very slowly.
Yes.
And we were put in a to stay in a YWCA because we were all just students, you know, students from overseas, from England. You know, we're going there to study homeopathy and to kind of do some hospital rounds and observation. And I remember, you know, they were always sweeping the floor, you know, all day long. And it's a non-stop process, because by the time you finish one end, the dust gathers and you have to sweep all over again.
Oh dear! So,
and even the mattress, you know, if you hit the mattress, you can gather all the dust going on the floor. You know, it's just thick layers.
Yes.
And even in the they have this a tennis court, clay court, so they were digging up one of the clay tennis court, and so people were playing on the one side only. And then after they fix it this one, and then they go and dig up the other side. It's amazing. I saw things that I just couldn't explain. It's kind of very frustrating.
Yes.
And I tried to go to the bookshop, the homeopathy bookshops, and try to buy some books. And then you see the books on the shelf, but then you can't go over there. There's a counter there. And then if you want to get the book, you have to write the name down, and then, you know, the store clerks will go and check it on the shelf.
Yes.
You know, so you have to keep writing the book down, and they go, oh yes, we have it, either we have it, we don't have it. So in the end, I was so fed up. I said, just why don't you let me just go over there on the shelves, you know, I buy whatever I want.
Yes.
So right. I maybe buy a few boxes of books. Then I can't carry that with me back to Hong Kong. So I tried to mail it into the post office. Goodness. They don't sell any stamps, because the stamps will be taken care, will be stolen by the postal worker. So you can't even sell any stamps. So you have to line up to a certain area, and then you pay for something, and then they'll put some chops on your parcel, and then you have to go to another line. And if you ask them how to do it, nobody knows what's going on.
Yes.
It was so frustrating, you know. And
that's right.
So the thing is that, you know, I guess, you know, why, and yet people kind of very calm, you know, if you walk on the street, you can see your cars, you know, just going by you very close, and they will be honking away, and then, you know, chasing people off the street, and people never get mad. They just kind of move to the side, and then let things go on, even though it's a noisy hustle and bustle.
They're used to it.
So I suppose, you know, if you were not like that, you go crazy. You know, I remember it was 1 month was more than enough. I just had to quickly leave, you know, because I'm so frustrated. Nothing gets done there. So you can see, you know, there's a reason why a country, you know, becomes so poor.
Yes.
You know, and yet, you know, everybody try to do something. You know, what can be done? You know, what can be done? So China, because of the socialist kind move, and then they eliminate tradition, old culture. In some way, it's a barrier. You know, to people, they kind of minimize or suppress most religious activities there. So in some way, you know, it will make change easier. You know, once China decide to become industrialized, you know, then everybody just go for money. At least they have a goal they can pursue freely, at least freely. You know, even though there's a lot of so-called privileged class, they're kind of making use of the rules and regulations and new law to make money, and it's probably well recognized. But at least the country as a whole, you know, is becoming more and more wealthy, more prosperous, and we can see that. You know, the abject poverty is really not that. It's quite rare. You know, if we were to find them, they will be quite rare.
In India. I mean, I did describe the stations, but maybe you saw this just driving down the street at night. In most streets, there's people lying down on the pavement everywhere, sleeping. That's where they sleep at night. I mean, thousands of people everywhere.
Mm-hmm. 即係了解一下咧，即係佢印度咧，啲人又唔覺得需要改嘅喎，佢哋。
咁可能就因為佢哋嗰個宗教同埋嗰個即係等級嗰個枷鎖咯，佢認為佢係
唔係即
係嗰個咁就唔使啦 ，untouchable 咯 ，you can't do much。
唔係即係嗰啲鐵路啊嗰啲咧，即係英國人留低就係咁嘅咯，係
啊，
都冇咩改進嘅喎，係咪？有啲人係中意印度喎，成日有時聽阿 Dr. Joe 講啊，哎呀好正啊嗰啲，即係啲靈性嗰啲。
係嗱呢樣嘢啊，there's so many Indian gurus, right? There's spiritual leaders.
係咪
？All gurus.
And yet, you know.
哎，得㗎啦，嗰啲唔使㗎啦，我哋啊，即係 spiritual 嘅啊，即係我哋呢個國家係咪咁咧？係咪又可唔可以用呢個理解咧？
Yeah, so you don't really know. I mean, in spite of this, all this so-called spiritual guru there, and yet the country, you know, is ridden with this, what we saw on the movie, you know, corruption, you know, violence and kind of inhumane treatment on children, you know. So how do we make of this? You know,
唔係個情況似西藏喎，西藏就係咁嘅喎。即係又係有自民等級㗎嘛，即係嗰陣
就係解放，係咪？係宗教嗰方，
佢哋又係好受㗎喎。咁點解達賴咁受景仰啊？
因為佢係被委任嘅指定嘅精神領袖囉，係咪？
唔
係
即
係宗教認為，
即係啲西藏人呢，佢又即係我去過
印度一
次一兩次嘅。即係你知我哋有。
It's a similar caste system in
即係佢又係咁㗎
喎。
即係唔好發展啦。即係我哋呢個 spiritual 啊，又係阿Dr. Zhou講過，嗰啲可以摸到個天嘅。
Yeah.
你明唔明我意思？
They can reach heaven.
即係幾類似喎，即係直至梗係啦，共產黨即係接收咗，我要發展啦咁樣。即又係咁嘅喎，
yeah,
其實
Tibet in some way was kind of very laid back, you know. There's no real urge or incentives, you know, to make any changes.
Yes.
佢會唔會咁樣咧？即佢好似覺得好窮係一種贖罪咧？我唔知啊。
Yeah, it's just their karma.
但西藏就係喎，嗰啲人
being poor is a karma. You know, there's an afterlife.
即譬如佢啲苦行咧，咪即係點樣啊？即係點啊？五體投地啊！嗰啲咧咪慢慢，咪嗰啲咯。
The word, the ritual, the worship, you know, that people go. You know, I don't know whether maybe it's a way of adaptation. You know, if you are in that kind of environment, I guess you know, there's no way out, and no breakthrough. So what can you do? You know, rather than going crazy, you just sort of.
Mold into it.
Mold into it.
I think also I was just thinking that a difference with China. I think China, as a nation, a great country, has always had vision. big visions.
Oh, okay. Whether, okay.
You know, like even the Great Wall of China,
built
a long time ago, it was a great visionary
act.
And then the logistics of doing that, they were able and capable in probably quite harsh conditions to build this. And then the desire to hold the Olympics, and then at such a high level, you know, the buildings were fantastic, the opening ceremony, everything was just amazing, and it just couldn't happen in India. It's this vision matched with sort of logistic capabilities. I don't know if that's a Chinese trait, or I mean, Hong Kong certainly got the logistics part. I don't know about the vision part, but China has always a grand plan. And I remember, you can quote me if I'm wrong, I heard someone telling me that Deng Xiaoping had said, we will all be rich, some must be first.
Okay.
And I thought that's really a great thing to say.
Yeah,
the vision's being laid out. We can all lift out of this poverty, and some must be first, which is actually true.
Yeah.
It's very diplomatic, but it has that vision for everyone.
Because大陸它窮是因為政治問題 嗰、那個問題引致到窮啫嘛，
早期嗰陣時候啦，
早期咯，五六十年代嗰啲咯，嗰陣
未開放之前，
未開放之前咯，即係個政策上引致啊嘛。咁你鄧小平，即係又係搞思想開放啫。你一開放，咁嗰啲人嗰個生產力咪出嚟咯，係咁簡單啫。
Yeah, because you know China was basically an agricultural society for a long time. And they see that, you know, the way to come out of that to prosper is through industrialization. You know, I mean, that's what Europe, you know, get developed is through our technological development. And so, you know, it brings back to the recent movie that we talk about the Zeitgeist. You know, the Zeitgeist, the first episode of Zeitgeist talk about the origin of religion. Basically, all religions share the same origin. They talk about, you know, the birth of Christ in all the major religions. You know, the three kings. You know, pilgrimage to Bethlehem. And apparently, it's not just peculiar to the Christian religion. All religions have the same sources. So, in some ways, Zeitgeist, the first documentary. Try to dispel, you know, the you know religion. Try to unify religion, really. So, and then recently, Zeitgeist Addendum talk about, you know, offer a really concrete way to solve our world's poverty problem. Is the technological solution? Because you know, basically, you know, it's right. You know, what changed our standard of living is not because of different political system changes. It's really, you know, it's a technological change. You know, look at the Industrial Revolution, and that is the start of our technological advancement. And the thing is that why are we still stuck in this situation when in fact we do have all the technology necessary to elevate, you know, the plight of humanity? Being in natural medicine, I'm very well aware of this many effective healing techniques and tool, in particular for the treatment of cancer, which is now, you know, the number one killer in the world. We have the tool, you know, we have the technology to cure cancer effectively, and that happened in the early 30s and 40s. And over the years, we have different kind of a way to treat, you know, many of those diseases that we are stuck with. So and then we know recently we explored, you know, the issue of cheap, clean, free energy. And this has been available. So I feel that, you know, we have way to get out of this rut, you know, and the solution, you know, is very clearly explained in this Zeitgeist movement. You know, if people are really interested, and you know, we talk about, you know, this Zeitgeist movement, you know, a number of times, and I feel that, you know, it is the way to go. You know, we don't have to be stuck the way it is now. So well, you know, once again, you know, time is running out very quickly. So we thank Suf, you know, for being our guest.
Thank
and,
you.
Sharing your experience in India. And so we will we will see you again next week。好啦，下次下星期再会啦，时间都够晒啦，拜拜。
拜拜。